Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue in our journey to discover the beautiful Qur'an, the surahs of the Qur'an and the summaries of those particular surahs. Surah 8 today is Suratul Al-Anfal. And this surah has a connection to the previous surah, which is Suratul A'raf, which talks about the previous generations of prophets and the difficulties that they faced with their people. And Suratul Anfal returns to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the opposition that he faced from his people as well. So connecting previous nations and previous prophets and their struggles, and in this particular surah talking about the struggles and the opposition that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam faced. And this surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara, and it outlines the rulings of jihad. It also outlines the rules of engagement, which are very, very important for us to understand and reflect upon, and also outlines the distribution of the spoils of war, hence it's titled The Spoils of War. Previous messengers and prophets were not entitled to take anything from the spoils of war, whereas this blessing was given to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where they could take from the spoils of war. This surah also emphasizes spreading peace over fighting, and it also emphasizes that victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Yes, we need to put our effort and our yaqeen in, but victory comes from Allah azza wa jal, that Allah azza wa jal has the power to honor some nations and has the power to also humiliate other nations as well. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises some and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates others. But our honor and our izzah and our success will only come when we honor the Quran, when we follow the commands of the Quran, when we honor the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Suratul Anfal is about. Then the next surah is Suratul Tawbah, which means the surah of repentance. And the relationship of this surah and the preceding surah is that Suratul Tawbah completes Suratul Anfal because it talks about national and international relations, of war and peace, of treaties and behavior during the times of battle. So this is that surah which is connected to the previous surah. Suratul Tawbah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara and was among the last surahs to be revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it came down approximately during the 9th year of Hijrah, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had left Makkah for Madinatul Munawwara 9 years onwards. So the summary of Suratul Tawbah is that it is the only surah in the Quran that does not begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is quite weird. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and he asked Ali, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, about the reason for this. And Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he mentioned, it is because Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim means mercy and safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah is about people who wage war against Islam and Muslims. So hypocrites and those people who violate the terms of treaties, then there is no mercy or safety for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence why this particular surah does not begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And there are other reasons which other Sahaba ikram have mentioned as well as to why Surah Tawbah does not have Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the beginning. But Surah Tawbah itself has two main themes. The first theme is the rules of jihad, and the second theme is how to differentiate between the believer and the hypocrite, i.e. what signs you can see that will distinguish a believer and what signs you will see that will outwardly, immediately show you that this is a hypocrite. So this is another very, very important surah, Surah At-Tawbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The next and final surah for today is Surah Yunus, which is the 10th surah of the Quran. And the relationship of Surah Yunus with Surah At-Tawbah is that Surah At-Tawbah ends with a description of the qualities of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Surah Yunus begins by removing any doubts about the prophethood and the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and what was revealed to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. So this surah, Surah Yunus, even though it is in relation to Jonah and the whale, but its content itself is relating to the qualities and the majesty and the beauty of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, about his prophethood and nubuwa and his risala, and how we need to honor the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Also, this surah contains the theme of repentance as well. And as you know, we learn the dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam when he was there in the belly of the whale. Isna da rabbahu. That when he called out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So this surah, Surah Yunus, was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah, and it is named after Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, as it contains his story as well, which is very interesting, both because of what happened to him being swallowed by the whale, and also what happened to his people, how they were the only people to be forgiven after they repented and believed in Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. And the summary of this particular surah is that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam speaks about the divine revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talks about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, this surah contains the stories of other prophets and the responses that they gave to the polytheists as well, and the denial of the resurrection as well. And so Yunus reminds us about honoring our prophets, respecting our prophets, following and obediently all of our prophets, and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we do wrong, and emphasizing most importantly the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom all of us will return insha'Allah al-Aziz. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon these three particular surahs. Jazakumullahu khairan.